You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Some seniors spend their twilight years in their own home. Many move into a nursing home.
Don't ever put your loved one in here, ever.
And a select few continue to pull the levers of power, debasing the most powerful country in the world in order to protect and add to their ill-gotten gains. The youngest member of Democratic leadership is 71-year-old Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The longest-serving senator, 88-year-old California Senator Dianne Feinstein, is worth well over $1 billion. That includes $96 million of her own fortune, combined with her late husband's assets, acquired from a senator's base salary of approximately $174,000.
Should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't. No to this second one. This is a free market, and people, we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
Like her crony, Pelosi, Feinstein has opened the door to contracts for her husband's company through the years related to one federal crisis after another.
Senator Dianne Feinstein's office now confirming to NBC News that she has been contacted by the FBI, confirming that Feinstein answered questions from the FBI about stock trades that her husband made, and also that the senator provided documents to the FBI.
First, Politico revealed that a Feinstein staffer was a Chinese spy. Then, in Matiran Ross, more. Citing an unnamed source, the column revealed the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver for 20 years, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. He even attended Chinese consulate functions for the senator.
Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina sold between $600,000 and $1.7 million worth of stock in late January and mid-February, about a week before the U.S. market started to slide and as lawmakers started to get daily briefings about the growing health crisis in Asia. Georgia's junior Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, who is married to the New York Stock Exchange chairman, sold off hundreds of thousands of dollars in stocks starting in late January. Congressional records show Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and California Senator Dianne Feinstein also sold stocks. On Twitter this morning, Feinstein said the stocks belonged to her husband, who sold shares of a cancer therapy company. She also says her assets are in a blind trust.
If you know that you own, to take your example, Exxon stock, you know that your congressional action when it comes to climate change policy could impact your stock price. And so it's not that you're trading on knowledge, it's that your ownership of that stock disincentivizes you to do what's in the public interest as a result.
If, as a lawmaker, you don't face any real significant penalty for violating the Stock Act if you ultimately do. They only face a $200 fine as an initial fine if, for example, they are months or even years late in disclosing stock purchases or stock sales in companies that, in terms of the total value of those trades, could number into the six, seven, or even eight figures, and we've found evidence of all of that with several lawmakers.
But aside from the fleecing of America, Feinstein and Pelosi's mental fitness has frequently come into question.
She can no longer fulfill her job duties without her staff doing much of the work. A California Democrat in Congress described an extended conversation with Feinstein, saying they had to reintroduce themselves multiple times.
Without term limits or age limits, we are allowing dementia to rule over our prescient present and the impending New World Order future.
But to be clear, you're not taking any arrows out of your quiver. You're not ruling anything out.
Good morning, Sunday morning. We have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Good morning, Sunday morning.
The American system has become a country club of decrepit, scamming, millionaire globalist pawns lording over younger generations that are left to pick up the pieces after the old establishment finally releases it from the grasp of their corpses. John Bowne reporting.
Welcome to intermission.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in studio with Thomas Renz. We are very happy to welcome back Thomas Renz, who's the lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC, DHHS, and even Anthony Fauci himself regarding forced vaccine mandates, big tech censorship, COVID-19 lockdowns, mask mandates, business closures, false PCR data, fraudulent death numbers, and more. Attorney Thomas Renz works with and represents America's frontline doctors. Make America Free Again and Ohio Stands Up. His website is renz-law.com. That's renz-law.com. Thank you so much for joining us here, Mr. Renz.
Oh, very glad to be here. It's awesome to be in the studio.
Well, very glad to meet you in person, actually. We've talked several times over Skype or whatever. You're much taller in person, I have to say, which is...
My wife refers to me as Shrek.
I would take that as a compliment if I were you, clearly. But obviously, you've done a lot of important work with COVID, and I want to start with that. But just during the break here, we were talking about a whole bunch of other stuff that I want to get into with you as well. So let's start with where the lawsuits are or where your, you know, really crusade against the criminal network that has carried out COVID. Where is that effort now?
Moving forward, so we're not leaving COVID. And one of the things that I got to make clear is we're not leaving COVID until we see people in orange. Okay, we've got to keep this down. This has got to be it's one of the most core issues in the world. There's millions of people that have died. It's a horrible thing. And there's going to be millions more, right? These jabs are death jabs. We've got to stop this. So, you know, when I talk about these other things, I don't want people to ever think that I'm leaving this. What's happened, though, is as I continue to investigate the COVID, you know, you get to Anthony Fauci. Is Anthony Fauci corrupt? Well, I don't think there's really much question about that. If the guy's mouth is open, there's lies coming out, right? So we know that there's all these issues, and we've got these government documents. I mean, with you, we've talked about the Project Salus. We've talked about the DMED numbers. We've talked about this, talked about that. We've got, you know, numerous government documents saying that they know these are dangerous, it's not safe, it's not effective, it doesn't work, it's killing people, so on and so forth. So we know that we're working through these cases, we got a whole bunch of them, we're actually getting ready to file some more. But one of the things that's become apparent to me over the last few months is that we behind this, right? If Anthony Fauci's a crook, well... Right. Who and how do we hold them accountable? If we look globally at what's happened, you see the same lies occurring in every country in the Western world. They were all saying, oh, there's a crisis of the unvaxxed. They were all saying that at the same time. COVID's killing everybody. Look at what's happening. Italy, UK, all these different places. You know, they roll out the vax. They have the same sort of press, the same sort of mandates. Everything was coordinated everywhere.
Right.
In the meantime, if you look at the true science on it, you look at guys like Johnny Anitas, who way back in, you know, May, June of 2020, published that the case fatality rate for COVID is only about 0.26.
Right.
Which isn't much higher than the yearly flu.
Right.
It's obviously corrupt and it's obviously coordinated. So we have to really figure out who's behind this. And as we've investigated that, and, you know, we've got a ton of evidence and we'll make it public over time, But as we've investigated, what we found is these same names keep coming up. Mm. And then when we talk to our friends in the freedom movement and we say, hey, you know, what do you see in on this election fraud? What do you see in on, you know, the supply chain issues? What are you seeing on the people who are pushing this sick, perverted nonsense in the schools? Mm. Well, it's the same names.
Right.
And so what's really became clear is there's a group of bad guys that need to be taken down.
Right.
And what they're doing is they've really waged war on freedom and basically any sort of individual liberty.
Right. And I thought it was interesting when you said, you know, okay, Fauci we know is a criminal. If we get him in orange, if we get him to go away, well, there's an empty chair. It's going to be filled up by somebody who's either going to be just as criminal as him or they're going to get, you know, perverted into that criminality by, you know, dint of being in that position and being under the pressure of the corruption that comes from outside. And what it reminded me of, interestingly, maybe this was just on my mind because we were talking about Rudy Giuliani early in the program, but it reminds me of the way that the law enforcement saw the mafia back in the day. It said, sure, we'll arrest this guy, but the way the mafia worked was like a corporation where if you removed somebody from that chain of command, somebody else moved up to replace him. And so you could arrest all of them. They'd all have a replacement there, and it could be a guy even worse than the one you arrested. So then they used the RICO laws to actually go after everybody and round them all up at once, and that was the only way that they could really deal a blow to the mafia. And that's how I see the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and all these people. They are operating a mafia in a way, aren't they?
Well, to me, there's very much a criminal enterprise occurring here. Now, the trick is that this criminal enterprise isn't a low-level thing.
Right.
These are the best of the best. These are people who hire the best lawyers by the thousands.
Right.
I mean, remember, we just printed $4 trillion and gave it to anyone that's involved with the COVID fraud. I mean, $4 trillion will buy you a lot of lawyers.
Yeah.
It'll buy you a lot of people who will find ways to insulate you. So when we look at people like the World Economic Forum and the members of the World Economic Forum, what you see is that they own all the companies involved with everything, right? So let's take the Washington Post and Amazon.
Right.
And Amazon's other media and all these other things. Well, Amazon made all sorts of money from the closure of the small businesses from COVID.
Of course, yeah. Massive.
I mean, they made massive money.
Unbelievable.
And they eliminated competition, right? Because a lot of these small businesses aren't coming back.
Right.
So this was a huge win for groups like Amazon. Well, what happened? We consolidated power into one massive organization. That massive organization, by the way, owned all these media companies, including the Washington Post, which is, to my mind, maybe the most corrupt newspaper in the country.
Right.
The Washington Post is only allowed to print things that are pro-COVID, pro-crisis, pro-vaccine, and, you know, to go, they're there to hit anybody that speaks out against it.
Right.
So what you see now is, this is an example of something that everybody can grab onto, right? I mean, that's not complicated when I explain that. Well, that same situation is occurring everywhere. So let's take Bill Gates, who owns Pfizer. I mean, he owns a lot of Pfizer, not the
right,
whole thing.
Right.
I mean, he's got
shares,
a big stake there, right? So he's got a foundation, which creates another level of insulation. So you can't, you know, he says, well, you can't sue me. It's not me. It's the foundation, right?
Right.
But, you know, really, who's controlling it?
Right.
Okay, so you've got this giant foundation that's investing money in Pfizer and investing money here and investing money there. And then, at the same time, they're giving grants, which, you know, presumably there's tax deductions for.
Right.
By the hundreds of thousands of dollars on a regular basis to all these media companies.
Right.
Well, do you think the media companies are going to then report badly on this guy? No, they're not going to. So what you've got is this group of people who are leveraging their positions in one company or another company and their massive, massive wealth to create this kind of war on our culture, on our freedoms, on everything. And I think the pinnacle of it, because it's happening in a lot of places, are probably BlackRock and Vanguard. Now,
right.
For anybody, I know we got an educated audience here, right? But, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, BlackRock and Vanguard, they're investment vehicles, right? They're just, they buy stocks, they're investment companies. Well, except for they're the biggest investment companies, and not by a little bit. I mean,
right, by a massive, unbelievable amount. No, and there's that great documentary that goes through, shows the largest corporations in America, goes into their internals and shows, look, the majority shares are owned by BlackRock. Across the board, I mean, every single one of them. So, yeah, and something like $10 trillion that they hold. And, I mean, these are the shadow, you know, rulers of the world. And just to emphasize your point, the Bill and Melinda Gates is, of course, the primary funder of the World Health Organization at this point. They give more than the United States gives to the World Health Organization. So you've got them controlling the media that reports on this stuff, the WHO that is the source of a lot of this information, and the Pfizer or, pharmaceutical companies that are profiting from it. It is the greatest cartel in the history of the world. We'll be back on the other side to talk more about it with Thomas Renz. Again, the website is renz-law.com. Ooh, it's a big monster we are facing, folks. It's a hydra. We got to figure out how to tackle this thing. We'll be right back.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts, a lot of which I never promoted or even pushed, that never even be seen, that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited edition. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those. And that's it for all these hundreds of designs forever. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. All the other shirts are at cost to clear inventory. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. This is a limited edition shirt. We are going to sell a limited number of these, and then they are gone forever. Show them the back. The back's really cool. Infowarsstore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's $24.95, so we make, you know, like $19 or whatever to fund our operation on it. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at Infowarsstore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with Infowars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. Infowarsstore.com. One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, you know, over or underreactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, you know, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z-Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed NIH on the NIH server. And so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately for some unknown reason is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with a higher dose of zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID or influenza virus or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need, you know. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLife.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
All right, folks, we are back. This is American Journal. We are, 2 hours and 20 minutes into the 40-hour marathon of the Money Bomb, the InfoWars 2022 Money Bomb. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but times are tough, and we are getting to the breaking point here, and we need your help. Go to SaveInfoWars.com to help donate and keep us on the air, or go to InfoWars2022.com. Share these links. Please spread the word. We are fighting for our life right now, and we need your help. SaveInfoWars.com. Again, I'm sitting with Thomas Renz, Renz-Law.com, and we were talking about during the break, I was saying that, you know, you strike me as somebody that, and I think there's a lot of people out there, that maybe COVID was the wake-up call for you, because now, you know, you're talking about BlackRock and the way that this global monopoly is so deeply intertwined, and how they use one company to manipulate another, and it's all very complicated and confusing. But you didn't approach this from, there's a worldwide conspiracy, let me ferret out what it is, but rather sort of it was at the beginning of COVID that your eyes were kind of open to something going on, and through your process of just researching and being a thoughtful and open-minded person, you've been able to, you know, come to these conclusions yourself. I think it's a sort of a fascinating trip that you were describing, a mental trip that you were describing taking, and I think a lot of our audience is probably in the same boat. So again, can you just sort of describe what brought you over to the InfoWars side of things, I guess you could say?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm an evidence guy, right? I mean, if I don't have a piece of paper— Christian and my namesake, Doubting Thomas, right?
Right.
So, you know, quite a few years ago, my wife comes in one day and says, hey, I was just listening to this, I don't remember who it was, some Hollywood person, talking about this possible connection between autism and vaccines.
Right.
And I looked at her and I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Right. Do you really think the entire medical profession would be covering this up or not aware of it?
Right.
Okay. So.
Right. But that's the thing, right, is that the truth is so out there that the implications of, just as you pointed out, like, okay, if vaccines do really contribute at all to autism, then that means that they probably know this. They're probably hiding it. All the media outlets that are attacking it must be in on it as well. Like, suddenly it's like, okay, there's a big network. And I think a lot of people just reject it outright because, yeah, it would require you to believe that the entire medical industry is lying, and that's too much for some people.
Or an alternative, you know, there's an absence of studies.
Right.
Remember, so there's no motivation to study this. Typically, when you've got dangerous consumer products, the studies come from lawyers.
Right.
Because the lawyers know that if they sue over a dangerous consumer product, there's money.
Right.
So that money that they're going to potentially win will fund the studies. Well, when we pulled the lawyers out of this by granting immunity to any pharmaceutical company that's manufacturing a vaccine, well, there was no one to do these studies. Yeah. And who's going to do it? Anthony Fauci, who's getting paid off? Now, remember, we also have the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, right? The Prescription Drug User Fee Act says that if essentially it's a pay-to-play thing, right? You want to get your drug approved in any sort of reasonable time, and you're a pharmaceutical company, you have to pay off the FDA.
Right.
Okay. So the FDA is getting paid off by pharmaceuticals. Do you think Anthony Fauci is going to fund studies that are going to show that the pharmaceuticals' cash cows and the vaccines are unsafe? No, right. He's not going to do that. So, you know, when you pull the lawyers out, nobody likes ambulance chasers, right? I don't like ambulance chasers. I'm a lawyer. Who the heck wants to run after an ambulance?
Right.
But when you remove the lawyers, what you're doing is you're removing the opportunity for justice.
Right.
You're removing the opportunity for someone who's injured, you know, in any sort of a situation to be able to come in and to get justice. So that's a critical thing, and that's what they did. They removed the lawyers from this entire situation. So now, you know, according to the Pfizer documents, they had 1,223 deaths in the first two and a half months of availability of these jabs, right?
Right. Horrific.
1,223. We recalled the Chevy Volt because there might be a battery fire.
Right.
Not because it killed 1,000 people. There might be a battery fire. So think about this. These are the most dangerous consumer products on the market. There is nothing even close. This is equivalent to marketing hand grenades to toddlers.
Right.
It's insane. And then there's no accountability. There's no recourse. If you get this and you drop dead on the spot, first of all, you're not considered a vaccine injury because until 14 days after full vaccination, they don't count you as vaccinated.
It's just insane, but yes.
And second of all, who are you going to sue? Nobody. Right. Who's going to pay for this? Nobody.
You legally can't. Yeah.
They have these supposed mechanisms by which you can, you know, get funded if you're injured from these, but they're garbage. They don't work. You can't find lawyers to do it because it's a kangaroo court. It just doesn't work.
Right.
And part of the reason it doesn't work is because there's no funding to fund the studies that you would need to make it work on a large scale. So everything about this is fraud, 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 fraud. And it's, you know, it's all a cover up. And,
right.
You know, when I started going back to that other question, because it ties in here, when they locked us down for 14 days to flatten the curve, the second I heard that, I got in my truck and went for a drive with the windows down.
Right.
Because, frankly, go to hell. You're not going to lock me in my house.
Right.
I'm a lawyer. I know my due process rights. There aren't any, and you're not going to put me under house arrest.
Right.
But I didn't at the time. By the way, my truck's a big gas-guzzling V8. Right. Then I left it run for a while.
You're doing all sorts of sins against modernity.
Hopefully, I was raising the global temperature or something. But by the way, I don't discriminate. You see, these people in this climate change stuff, they're discriminating against the people of Alaska. The people of Alaska deserve summer, too.
Right.
And, you know, by preventing global warming, I think it's racist.
I hate the cold. I think everywhere should be too hot for snow to exist. No, but what you're pointing out is sort of it's the seed that's necessary to bring all of the rest of this about. It's just that human reaction of, oh, you're going to lock me in my house? I didn't even want to go outside. I was going to stay in my house, but now that you're telling me I have to, I'm going outside. I'm doing whatever the opposite is that you're telling me to do. I mean, that's American. I mean, that's as American as it gets, is going, somebody's trying to tell me what to do. They don't have the authority. Watch me go do it, even if I didn't want to.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
But at the time, I just thought this was about screwing with our freedom.
Right.
I had no idea that there was a vaccine aspect. I still didn't even after I met people like Sherry Tenpenny, who's become a great friend, and Chris Northrup, and all these people.
Amazing people, yeah.
You know, I still, I was like, maybe there's some issues. I don't know, but I need to see the science, and I'm not seeing it, and I need this, I need that. So, you know, it's like, I'll do the research, I'll get there eventually. But I just was really hesitant. Even when these jabs came out, when they first came out, I was like, well, this seems pretty suspect because they've lied about everything.
Right.
Now they're putting out a gene therapy, which is a new category of drug. By the way, I'm frustrated about this and I'm just kind of putting it to rest. Both Pfizer and Moderna have admitted in government filings that mRNA technology is a gene therapy.
Right.
So any idiot out there fact-checking this, just look at their SEC filings, look at some of these other things, quit lying about it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I want to get back into this on the other side, because again, I think it's a major problem that we're facing as a roadblock to getting to truth is people's undying faith in a system that continually lies to them. And you've broken out of that, but a lot of people are still trapped in it. So we'll get back on the other side to talk about that.
The big private central banks owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg, Gothas, and others, they just create unlimited money for themselves. And then they get us to jump through all these hoops to even be able to live and take care of our children. And now they're engaged in inflation and hyperinflation to literally destroy the savings of the general public and impoverish you. And so when I get up here and I ask listeners for support, I'm just pointing out that we're not running this system and we're not censoring you. And we're not trying to silence you, and we're trying to promote your freedom. So we're in this together. And I don't like coming to you and saying, I need your support or we'll be shut down. But that's where we are. We're taking on the globalists in a major fight. So I'm encouraging all viewers, all listeners, everybody that has seen the history of InfoWars and all the lore and the Bohemian Grove being exposed and 9/11 and the Iraq War and Obama and the Clintons and COVID-19 and everything we've gone through to realize that they think you're going to get used to this fight and become kind of asleep to the war and having your liberty taken and like just get used to being in a war so long you kind of just give in. No, those that win the war get that it's a long-term battle and commit harder and harder and harder as it gets deeper. And that's where we are. This is not sunshine patriot. This is winter soldier time. So listen, this is your historic chance to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I need your support now more than ever. It's do or die. I need you to go there and get great products you already need and to sign up for AutoShip so you get them again, cancel any time, or go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner up there to donate, or go to the live show feed at InfoWars.com. There's a link right there under today's live show feed, and then you can make that donation to keep us on air. This is the fight. This is the fight against you and your family. This is the globalist coming for you and coming for your prosperity and coming for your medical freedom and coming for your very bodies to rape you physically with their GMO DNA destroying poison. And we're here fighting them because everybody else got on their knees and got scared or did half measures. I want to stay in this fight. I can't do it without you. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the books, the films, the t-shirts, the supplements, the Brain Force Ultra, the Bodies, the turmeric formulas, all of it. Blowing out years, decades of t-shirts we produced. Over 100 designs at cost, InfoWarsStore.com. Or the fundraiser shirt, Alex Jones is right. Whatever you do, take action. Because only inaction is victory for these Satanists. You override them with your will. Take action now. Pray for the broadcast. Spread the word about the broadcast. Share the articles and videos and buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is the trifecta.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you save InfoWars money bomb from now until midnight on Friday night, Saturday morning, 40 hours of continuous broadcast. I hope you're with us for as many as you can possibly be there for. If you can be there for all 40, well, you need to go to sleep then. But if you're up late tonight, tune into InfoWars because we will be live from now until late Friday night, early Saturday morning for the Money Bomb in a desperate attempt to save our outlet from the attacks under which we are continuously threatened. So again, Thomas Renz is my guest in studio. So much to talk about, but I really do want to just continue to drill down on this idea of getting through to people and just waking people up to the reality of the situation that we're in, because it's such a difficult hurdle for a lot of people to get over. And I was talking about people in my life that I know that are very trusting of the academic system, very trusting of people like Anthony Fauci. And it's almost like they see it as a personal attack when you question Anthony Fauci. And I think there's a lot of people out that, because again, as you pointed out, to believe that Anthony Fauci is lying is to know that not only is Fauci lying, the people around him are lying, the media is helping him to carry out this lie. You really have to understand that your whole system is totally and utterly corrupt, and that's a big hurdle for a lot of people to get over. And so, you know, how do we ease people's transition, I guess, into understanding, look, you're not a bad person for understanding this. You're a good person if you see the truth and say, no matter how painful or difficult it is for you, like, how do we ease people's transitions into the realm of truth and away from the lies they've been embroiled in?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to clarify. I think you missed this. Anthony Fauci is science. He told us.
Oh, right.
So, you know, to question him is to question science.
Yeah, of course.
And before I answer, I do want to ask people, listen, please support InfoWars. Please. We've got to have outlets that are putting truth out there. And if we don't support these outlets, so when I started this fight, one of the things that was clear to me is we had to wake people up. That doesn't happen if we don't have InfoWars, right? So I've got a Substack. I ask that you subscribe to that. Please help me by doing that. Help get the truth out. Share it. Subscribe to it. Share it. But support InfoWars, okay? We've got to keep this station running. It's an important thing. There's just a gap. We've got to keep our guys that are at the tip of the spear going. So please support these guys. But
well, thank you. I appreciate that. And just on that note, it's been sort of a source of pride for us, I think, to see people that we'd interviewed and talked to like yourself, then, you know, on the floor of the Capitol presenting this information and actually, you know, moving forward on it. So it's been a great sort of cooperation between InfoWars helping to get the information out and helping to give you guys a platform. But without you guys, you know, we got nothing to report. So it's really been a wonderful cooperation we've had together with you and so many other people out there making real change out there on the ground. So thank you very much for that, you know, support.
Oh, no. I'm honored to be here. But, you know, to the question about science himself. Right. So, you know, the thing about this is that's why I'm talking a little bit about my journey, right? So I wasn't where we are now.
Right.
I was, you know, like I said, I was a guy who thought the vaccines were safe and effective. I didn't question any of that. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I leaned conservative in a lot of ways, libertarian conservative-ish. But there were certain things that I'm not, you know, I mean, I'm pro-union.
Right.
Now, I believe the unions need fixed because they're all corrupt, but I'm pro-union, a huge pro-union. So as I'm going through this, you know, I see this lockdowns, and like I said, the first thing I do is go out driving. But I'm looking at it. The reason I did that is I was mad because I knew it was corrupt. I had studied this disease, and I knew they were lying about everything they were saying. I knew that when they were talking about a case fatality rate that low, you know, I knew that the original SARS was over 9%. I knew the original MERS was over 30% case fatality, and that the reproduction rate, which is how fast it spreads, I knew that that was, you know, nothing special.
Right.
So everything they were saying was lying. They tell me I got to stay in the house? No.
Right.
No. So then you fast forward. Now, even then, even after all of those lies, and even after me, I was in court suing over those lies, I still had no issues with vaccines. Why would I, right? I mean, yeah, we got these guys trying to take our freedom, but, they, you know, that's a big shock. Clearly, it's coming from China in part. You know, I didn't realize how much the globalists had their hand in it at this time point, but the Chinese clearly had a hand in it. So, you know, it just looked like an attack on America. Well, fast forward, the vaccines are coming out now, right? Well, now I'm looking at the vaccines because they're coming out and I've been working on this and I got Sherry and all my friends who are talking to me about, oh my God, these are going to be a disaster. And I'm kind of, you know, I'm not getting it right now because, you know, I'm just not sure, but you know,
you were ready to accept the whole conspiracy.
I wasn't convinced when they came out that these were some sort of evil conspiracy.
Right.
But I'm an evidence guy. So I researched it because that's my job, is to research it. And I look and I find this document that shows this. I find that document that shows that. And I see that, you know, you look at the immunity. Well, first thing, the immunity was something that got to me right away. And the reason for that is if vaccines are all safe and effective and they don't ever cause problems, which is what they tell us, why in the hell do you need immunity?
Right.
You know, why not let the 4 or 5 people a year, you know, as they claim, that get hurt from it, get compensation? You don't need immunity if they're safe and effective.
Right.
You only need immunity if there's actually an issue and you still want to push it.
Right.
Okay. So that didn't, you know, if it, that looks crooked, right? It looks and smells bad as
a
lawyer.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I go through and I start looking. Well, these are mRNA. Okay. So that's a gene therapy, but they're telling me it's not a gene therapy, but it is a gene therapy.
Right.
And I've got SEC documents. I got all these documents that say Pfizer and Moderna have admitted it's a gene therapy. So you're lying to me again. Well, here's the thing, right? I'm willing to believe this stuff right up to the point that I find you're a liar. Now, you're an idiot if someone lies to you and you still just take everything they say at face value.
Right.
Well, then I start, you know, kind of really swallowing this red pill and looking at this, and I kind of go back and I step back and get this big picture. Right? Okay, so they've lied to me about the danger of the disease. They've lied to me about how fast it spreads. They've miscategorized deaths, which I laid out in great detail in Absolutely. A bunch of my lawsuits.
Yep.
They've miscategorized. They've lied about cases because PCR tests don't work, and they've engineered a process by which they can call anyone a COVID case.
Right. They lied about the origin. They lied about the measures they were taking.
Everything. Yeah. Everywhere I look, they lied. And then I start looking, and then I look at the vaccine. I'm like, okay, now I see that they're lying about gene therapy.
Yep.
They're saying, you know, that we know this is safe and effective. Well, it's a new category of drugs. There are no other gene therapies on the market. And you're telling me in less than 1 year you know it's safe and effective? How do you know that?
Literally impossible.
You can't test long-term safety. Normally, new categories of drugs are 15, 20 years for approval.
Right.
They did this in a year. You don't tell me you know it's safe. You don't know what's going to happen in 3 to 5 years. You don't know what's going to happen in 10 years. You have no idea. And you're toying with the human genome.
Right. And that's, I think, the biggest thing, the human genome, and the fact that just on its face value, the lies that they're telling are about a worldwide pandemic with potentially millions dead. So that's what they're risking by not giving us the right answer. That's what they're causing by lying. So if they're willing to lie on this thing that is a matter of life and death for millions, their deception knows no bounds.
Well, in meantime, you know, I already knew that they had been lying about hydroxychloroquine because I did my research. I knew they'd been lying about, you know, some the early treatments, ivermectin, these things. You know, I knew that some of these guys who were out there fighting this on the doctor's side were treating these people very effectively. So I saw more lies. Everywhere I looked, there were lies. So what happened was, is I had kind of, I don't know, a red pill moment, I guess, where I realized, you know what? I really got to start asking questions about everything, because everywhere I look, I've been able to prove, okay, like I'm sitting here looking at a government document that says this, and I will never forget this. I told my wife, I was like, you know, honey, when they approved this, it had this and this and this information in the approval. She's like, no way. I had to actually show it to her.
Right.
And then that's when I realized it's all a lie.
Right.
So now I have to question everything.
Right. I'm just laughing because I know exactly how you feel. I mean, you're sitting there going, no, no, they're saying it. No, it's right here. No, it's in black and white. Why don't you believe me? People just go, no, it's not true. It's just like, it's crazy. All right, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have had quite a run here at InfoWars. We've had a huge, huge effect when it comes to the fight against the globalist. And we've changed the world together. And I want to thank you for all you've done over the years with your prayers, your word of mouth, and shopping with us and supporting us while at the same time getting great products at InfoWarsStore.com. But now, because of supply chain breakdowns, and now because of all the Democratic Party-funded lawsuits and the slanted nature of those attacks, we are maxed out and pushed up against a wall, just like America's pushed up against a wall. And we're being bullied. We're being brutalized by the special interests that want to get through us to be able to get to you. So if we put today's live show headline up on screen for TV viewers and ask the question, did Alex Jones, InfoWars, declare bankruptcy? Tune in and learn the truth. If you scroll down in that live show feed today, you'll find a subsection that's on InfoWarsStore.com, where when you click on it, it takes you to a subpage at InfoWarsStore.com where you can make a $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 one-time donation, or you can sign up for a recurring donation, cancel any time. But this is the time in the fight for freedom to understand they're going to take everything from you if you don't start spending time and energy in the fight. And I'm not talking to regular listeners that have supported us over the years and done a great job. I'm talking to new listeners or occasional listeners who need to understand this is a serious situation we're in, and you need to put skin in the game financially to keep operations on the air like InfoWars. Think of the millions of people that learned about ivermectin and zinc and vitamin D and hydroxychloroquine alone from this show. Think about the pedophile drag queen story times that have been exposed and stopped by this broadcast. Think about our border reports exposing the human smuggling that trigger congressional investigations. Think about our anti-war reporting. Think about our 9/11 at Bohemian Grove and our reporting on the globalists and the occult. I mean, to try to list our exposure of fluoride in the water and atrazine and the attack on our children with the whole transgender cult. Think about everything we've been through together and just imagine InfoWars not being there. So I want to ask you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And every day during the live show, under the live show feed, we'll have a link to it as well, where you can donate and where you can buy products. And again, all the t-shirts, all the apparel, all the ball caps, all the flags, some of it going back, some of the stuff's been in the warehouse 5 years. Over 100 designs, great shirts, great ball caps, you name it. We're selling it all at cost. In the future, we're just going to have limited edition shirts for a limited time, only a few designs at a time. Because we can't sit there and pay for the larger inventory. We just can't do it. So, one-of-a-kind shirts, get them at InfoWarsStore.com. And the new Alex Jones Was Right shirt, very good-looking shirt, big red thunderbolt, Alex Jones Was Right, on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a limited edition shirt. We're only selling this limited edition for 1 month, and it's $24.95, so we get $18 from the sales. It's really nice fabric. It's an expensive shirt for us to make to fund our operations. So get your Alex Jones Was Right historic shirt and know you took part in the battle of the Republic and the battle for free human will and free speech worldwide at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. When we get together and stand up against the globalists, we are unstoppable. I'm counting on you. Stay with us.
Our final segment with Thomas Rins. Again, you can find his website at rins-law.com. Is that where they find your Substack as well?
There's a link there, and I really do hope people support the Substack, whether it's the free side or the pay side. Anything I make off it goes to the fight.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know, I mean, you have just a wealth of information that you're constantly presenting in very understandable ways. So you are a great benefit to the InfoWar. And so we've sort of talked about how you were woke up and how you sort of just followed the evidence to its inevitable conclusion. And here we are, you know, 3 months or 3 years rather into COVID. Where are you now? I mean, how deep does this thing go in your opinion? I think we're rotten to the core, and it's almost terrifying to really think about what it would take to get us back on track, or even just understanding. RFK's book was really good at illustrating how this seed of corruption was planted decades ago and has only grown and spread and planted more seeds. I mean, we are thoroughly corrupt at this point. But just as a overview, bird's eye view, you know, where are you now in your realization about what's going on behind the scenes?
So let me tie this in, right? So one thing that we got to start with this: power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
So when you no longer ever have to worry about money, you got $1 billion, you've got your own economy. You never have to worry about money again. You couldn't lose it if you tried.
Right.
So at that point, it's just not an issue. So you focus on other things. So a lot of these guys who have that kind of money end up being pretty corrupt. And so there's multiple generations of this, you know, now where you've got, you know, people who had, you know, millions and millions of dollars that turned into billions and billions of dollars passed down. And, you know, you just got this corrupt cesspool of people who have too much money and too much power. So with that, it creates a really uncomfortable situation, right? Especially for people like me, because like I said, I'm an evidence guy.
Right.
And I've always just kind of, I'm an optimist. I think the world's a good place. But here's the thing. Here's what the evidence shows. We started out and, everybody sat aside and watched as our freedoms got eroded. These guys were making plans for a lot of years.
Right.
Bad guys taking plans, you know, how do you bring down America? I mean, you can go back to the 50s and you can look at Khrushchev, you know, pounding his shoe and, you know, we're going to take you down from the inside.
Right.
So this stuff's been happening for a long time. Now, for me, an evidence guy, it's very uncomfortable when I see a guy like Yuval Noah Harari out there saying, I'm going to hack humans.
Right.
Jesus Christ is fake news. Free will's an illusion. We're going to get rid of it, which, by the way, means in the alternative, we're going to enslave everybody.
It's another way to put it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, but hey, this is the same guy who was sad that the Nazis didn't have more technology so they could do this stuff.
Right.
I mean, this guy is a Nazi sympathizer, which is ironic for a Jew.
Right.
But, you know, he's a sick monster. When he says things like that, when I see stuff like that, that's uncomfortable for me because it seems so ridiculous. But I have to follow the evidence, right? And I have to look where this all takes me. So who is this guy? Well, he's an advisor to Klaus Schwab. Obama loves the guy. He, Zuckerberg, Gates, all these guys listen to this guy. He keeps getting invited back to these major universities to lecture. He's, you know, in all these prestigious places. So it's uncomfortable for me to hear that, and it's uncomfortable for me to talk about because it's ridiculous.
Right.
But it's not.
But it's true.
He's telling us what he wants to do. Klaus Schwab is endorsing this guy's ideas. The World Economic Forum is endorsing this guy's ideas. They're inviting a known Nazi sympathizer back over and over again, which, by the way, can you imagine if Trump would have did that?
Right.
So we've got these guys endorsing these ideas. They're telling us what they want to do. And as an evidence guy, I've got to get over my discomfort and look at what they're saying and be willing to accept that they're saying it.
Right.
And then I have to recognize, okay, do a group of billionaires, presidents, elected leaders from around the world have the power to actually try and push this? Well, I guess so.
Right.
I mean, so should I just deny this? Should I deny what they're saying? I mean, read Klaus Schwab's books. They're insane. They are literally borderline psychopath.
Right.
But they're saying it. So should I deny the evidence? You know, they say Anthony Fauci, you know, you insult Anthony Fauci, you're insulting science. Well, because he is science. He, you know, Jesus, Anthony Fauci, Christ. listen, these guys are telling us what they're going to do. They're putting it out there. I didn't say it. And I haven't heard them say, oh, well, it was a slip of the tongue, you know, all 47 times that I said that the Nazis are great.
Right.
I haven't heard that. You know,
right.
Instead, they keep doubling down on it. They keep talking about how we got to, you know, get rid of free will, slavery. And, you know, by the way, if there's slaves, do you really think everybody's going to be a slave? Do you think that Yuval Noah Harari plans to be one of the slaves, or does he plan to be one of the slave masters?
Right.
Because if there's slaves, there's masters. And so, you know.
That's what we always say with the World Economic Forum. Their statement about 2030 is you will own nothing and you will be happy. I'm like, they're telling you the truth. You, they're telling you, you will own nothing. They will own everything. They will be the masters.
Yeah.
You will be the slaves. And you're right. They are coming out and saying this. And Yuval Harari is not some fantasy author coming up with crazy ideas that he doesn't even believe because he's making a character that's evil. Like,
no,
he has the ear of the most powerful people in the world. And you're exactly right.
And they're endorsing his ideas.
Right.
They're
and putting them into action.
They believe he's a genius. You know, Macron, Merkel.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talked to, he's met with, he's working with all of these people. Listen, should I deny the Jews? So I love history, and I look a lot at World War II because I really think that's a fascinating thing. It was one of the greatest tragedies in human history. The Jews prior to World War II did not believe that this was going to happen. They didn't believe that there were going to be 6 million of them killed.
Right.
You know, in fact, right up to the point that they were loading these people in boxcars, they were still saying, well, if I just go along with it, you know, I'll get through this and
right.
It'll be okay. You know, everybody wants to bury their head in the sand because it's really uncomfortable to look at the fact that there truly is evil in this world. But I'll tell you what, I got two little boys. They ask their daddy what he does. I fight bad guys.
Right.
That's how I explain it. There are bad guys in this world and I fight them. There is good and there is bad. Bad is when you want to enslave people. Bad is when you want to treat people like dirt. Bad is when you want to manipulate or lie or steal or do awful things. They're telling us that's what they want to do. They're telling us. They're doing things that are resulting in wealth transfer. And all the wealth is transferring up and away from the middle class. Well, the middle class is what made our world great because the middle class is what allows people who are working to have hope to get to the top. You got to go from the bottom to the middle to the top. I started out at the bottom. I'm hopefully at the middle now. You know, I don't care if I get to the very top because money's not a thing for me, but doing right is a thing for me.
Right.
Right. So, but I have that opportunity. That upward mobility is key. Well, they don't want that. When you want only two classes, you don't want upward. They want a caste system with a top ruling class and a servant class. And they're telling us this. Okay, these aren't my words. It's in the books. It's in their words. You know, and it's the World Economic Forum. It's George Soros. It's all of these guys working together. We know that they're doing it. They're telling us. You can see it. You can track the money. You can see the same organizations ran by the same people who have the same billions of dollars and apparently have the same agenda or ideas. And again, I find the whole thing exceedingly uncomfortable to talk about. But should I deny it?
Right.
Should I deny what they're saying? Should I say, nope, they're lying? I can't do that. That's,
right.
You know, so that's kind of where it sits right now. And I think people need to start doing that same thing and say, am I not evaluating this because it's wrong? Or am I not evaluating this because I'm uncomfortable thinking it might be right? And someone might call me silly or say I'm a conspiracy theorist for repeating what they said.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm not crazy for seeing something with my own eyes and then talking about it. You might want to tell me that the sky is red, but I know it's blue, and I'm not going to be cowed into lying for your, you know, comfort. So, you aren't exposed to things that make you uncomfortable. I think you're exactly right. And I think it gives me hope that there are still people out there in America like yourself. Obviously, you're fully on board now. You know more than I do about a lot of this stuff. So, you know, not you, but other people that maybe started where you were 3 years ago, where you had the seed of, you know, loving freedom and suspicion and skepticism. And it just took that, you know, fanning of the spark to really, you know, create the fire within you that then you put into action and have helped to spread the word. It's really been incredible to see what you've done. And it gives me hope that there are other people out there as well, just waiting for that push, that tip where they finally, you know, understand how serious and real and huge this thing is. Because if we could get enough people to realize that, we could all come together and fight it and actually put a stop to it. Because as you point out, they're telling us what they're doing. They're projecting their, you know, attack long before they make it. So we should be able to counteract it and defeat it. Thank you again, Thomas Rins, rins-law.com. Go subscribe to his Substack and support us at saveinfowars.com. The money bomb continues with the Alex Jones Show after this. 40 hours of continuous programming at infowars.com.
I'm fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We've had devastating victories in my life. I've put, thanks to you supporting us, a real dent in our operations. In fact, more than one dent. We have savaged them in a very, very hardcore way, thanks to you and us together. And they want to destroy me because of it, because they're scared of us, and they should be. So I'll tell you, I'll go on to the end no matter what happens. Whether we win, lose, I collapse. I'm just telling you, I've got more victory left in me. I'm long in the tooth now, folks. 48 in a 28-year war is like I'm 100, okay? The enemy looks and goes, he looks tired. He looks hurt. Yeah, I look hurt. I've been stabbing your ass hard. I've been biting you. I've been petting. Yeah, you bet I look bad. Because I've been putting my will against you for a long time. I have set the fires. We have prepared the resistance. We have laid the way. You bet I'm hurt. You bet I'm screwed up now. Ain't no going back now. I know my best days are still here to come. But I can't fight these people in the ring for you if you don't pray for me. And if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy our products, and I'm telling you, as sure as the sun came up this morning, if you don't support us financially, we're going to implode very, very soon. And the globalists are going to celebrate like chickens with their heads cut off. That's okay. That's what they do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I just caught you, American. You visited Bandai Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Bandai Video, or I have to hurt you.